haven't had the chance yet to figure out the mechanics of that. And I presume it'll be just like anything else, where they will sort of make up for a period of time that the revenue share hasn't happened. I think typically it's by quarter that that the state would issue this. So once they issue these resources, this revenue, then we have to sort of grapple with, you know, how do we handle it relative to our other obligations? And to be very frank, you know, we're heading into a budget cycle. You know, the city is a calendar year budget. So for us, it's really what do we do in the coming year? Like, how do we handle this revenue and what's going to happen as we get into 2025? I mean, to be honest, I it's sort of beyond me why this has taken so long.
In your opinion, why do you think this debate, this battle between the state and the Senecas over the casino compact has taken this long?
Well, let me just say that everything I'm going to tell you is speculation, right? But, I mean, I think the two principal pieces, major pieces, let's say, are, you know, exclusivity on the part of the nation and revenue share on the part of the state. And they're intricately linked, those two, right? And so I think there's a real disconnect in thinking by both parties on what the, you know, what that should look like, what that equation should look like, given some of the things that the nation may be looking at in terms of other locations across the country. And then, of course, you know, also what may have gone on in other locations around our state with regard to continued gaming and expansion of gaming operations. How has all of that impacted, you know, this relationship between exclusivity and revenue share?
About how much is Niagara Falls owed from this compact?
Well, I don't have an exact figure. I just know that most recently, you know, our annual share had been, you know, staying steady at around 11 or 12 million. So, and obviously the payments are lagged. And by that, I mean, you know, it's not immediately when the dollar comes in to Albany, the dollar goes out to the three, communities. So I would have to check with our finance office to get you an exact figure. But if I had to say, you know, we're about, more than three quarters of the year through. So, you know, you could take it from there. Maybe it's 9 million. And that's just a ballpark number, not based upon anything scientific.
Mayor, how concerned are you that there'll be an issue this time like there was last time when funds were withheld?
Well, you know, that's always discomforting because prior to our arrival at City Hall, even though we've been whittling away at it, it has become a part of, you know, our budget computation. And we've been fortunate that we've been able to take a look at other revenue streams to slowly be able to reduce that dependency. But it's awfully difficult to say, okay, we're going to take $7 million out of the budget just for sake of discussion. We're going to take that out of the budget. Well, if you take that revenue source out of the budget, you've got to fill it some other way. And, you know, we've been very, very attentive to how we manage the tax rate. I mean, you've seen some of the communities in Western New York and the tax rate that they're facing in a variety of places. You know, last year when we put our budget out at the end of 23 for 2024, we actually were able to decrease taxes, give a tax cut to homeowners. So, you know, it's discomforting because we are in right now that time of year to fix our budget. So it is. It's discomforting. We have to make sure that we're sensible with our other revenue projections. But it's awfully hard to say that this piece of the revenue side of the budget, you know, is going to be unpredictable.
And how concerned are you as you're getting into this budget cycle?
Well, very concerned because, you know, you're trying to make sure you balance everything out, right? And we have to work toward making sure that if we're going to budget these funds into the budget, We have to be able to get assurances, and we have conversations constantly with state representatives in the governor's office on what would be reasonable in terms of our assumptions. So while we're very cautious, we're also trying to be, you know, as prepared as possible by talking with our partners in state government to say, okay, look, where do we go? What's expected? And I've always asked them, just give me the unvarnished version. I'm not looking for, you know, there's no need to give me any pie in the sky. And they've been very good about that, our state partners. So I'm concerned, and we're very, very focused on it. But I do think we should be able to get through this budget cycle without having any disruption.